This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The list of companies that have raised their minimum wage lately, companies like Walmart and Target and TJ Maxx, got one company longer today. McDonald's said it is going to raise pay 10% or a dollar more than the local minimum wage at the 1,500-ish restaurants that the company operates directly. Works out to about 90,000 people getting a bump, which the company's new CEO said will bring pay up to just shy of $10 an hour come July. McDonald's did say it hopes its franchisees would follow suit. That would cover about 90% of McDonald's employees. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark from the Wealth and Poverty Desk is following the story for us. Hey, Chrissy.
Hey, Kai.
All right. So give me some, all these stories need context and perspective, which is why you're here. Give me some of that.
Okay. So a few things to put in perspective. These increases do come after several years of wages barely keeping up with inflation across the board. So in some ways, this is a bit of a game of catch up. But it could be a hopeful sign that as the economy is beginning to pick up some speed, there's pressure in the American labor market to raise wages. For example, as maybe more skilled workers who got that job at a fast food restaurant because that's the only job they could find, now jobs that they're more qualified for, that are better paying, are starting to open up. So they're leaving, which means that then there's more competition, and it inspires McDonald's to say, well, we've got to pay a little bit higher to attract people.
The fast food workers have been walking out on day strikes, on longer actions for a good long while now, a couple of years. Have we heard from them on this yet?
There have been some McDonald's workers who've started to say things. Of course, they want to claim some of the credit.
Yeah.
One McDonald's worker who is paid about $7.25 an hour right now said, because we joined together and stood up, McDonald's was forced to raise pay. But of course, they also make the caveat that a dollar extra in their wages when they're starting from so little is still not going to make a huge difference in their lives.
10% on a small amount is still a small amount. Connect the economic dots for me. Once these people and others throughout the economy who are getting raises, once that happens, then what happens?
Right. Well, more money in workers' pockets, of course, means they have more money to spend, and that can be a boost for our economy more generally, which relies very heavily on consumer spending. But second, sort of to the McDonald's workers' point, the pay increases that we're talking about here at McDonald's, at Walmart, also at, you know, at a lot of the companies that have announced pay raises in the last couple of months, for someone on a budget, yes, every penny helps, but it's not going to transform people's lives. In fact, a wage of $10 an hour is still going to mean for many of those families that they still qualify for public assistance. In fact, IKEA, which announced their wage raise last summer, they're the only company so far that has tied their wage raises to a living wage calculator, where they're actually trying to say, we want to make sure that you don't have to rely on public assistance in order to, if you're working for us.
Right.
That's different than some of these other wage increases that we've been hearing about.
McDonald's raising its pay, and it comes on a week where we're going to get the jobs numbers on Friday, which will include some of that wage pressure information that Chrissy started with. Chrissy Clark from our Wealth and Poverty Desk. Chrissy, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.